Wake up with eggs, toast, and hot sports opinions baked fresh daily. Dunham and Miller, tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Well, that is about it for today.
About a B.
Yeah.
I give the show
okay.
About a B.
It's okay.
Probably not a B plus.
It's okay. But
solid B.
Yeah, it's all right.
Definitely
okay.
Wasn't an A.
Yeah, it's okay.
But it certainly wasn't a C.
It's okay.
Oh, man.
About a B. What'd you give it, Big Dick? About a B?
I was thinking A minus.
No.
But then I changed it to a B plus.
We did not have A material.
That's what I did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's about a B plus.
I like Indie Hardline Review Guy. That's cool.
About an A minus.
Indie Hardline Review Guy would listen to the Hardline, but only when you do not have mainstream guests or topics on.
Well, of course.
Yeah. You'd be out on, like, I don't know, if they talked to... The Hardline talked to Michael Jordan, you wouldn't be into that.
Well, no.
No, you want, like, CBA players.
Sure.
Yeah.
What you got tonight?
All right, well, tonight at 9:10, we run in the last of our Playboy Mansion road trip contestants, and then we caucus and make a decision tonight as to who will go.
This is a big decision that you're going to have to
yes,
make.
It
this is... This may be the biggest road trip that the Ticket has ever done.
Thank you, Grego. We aim
to
make
it. Going to the Playboy Mansion?
Yes. We aim to make it. Oh, some of the contestants are arriving already in the cubicle area. Well, we make our hard decision tonight at 9:10. And as if that wasn't enough, now we're going to be broadcasting from the Playboy Party Thursday night. We're also going to be in L.A. Friday night. We just hadn't settled on our location yet. Had to call Joe Francis today. Well, you might have an idea for a location. In case anybody doesn't get enough
of that Jumbo's
sort of thing
Clown
Thursday.
Room, Grego? Yeah, y'all need to go to Jumbo's Clown Room.
You know who used to strip at Jumbo's Clown Room?
No.
Sleka. Courtney Love.
Really?
Yes. I've been there.
You've been to Jumbo's Clown Room?
Early 90s.
Went there one time
there,
and I saw a girl
seventh veil,
with so many track marks on her arm.
saw Amber Lynn dance at the seventh veil once. Great.
I'll tell you another good place is the Tropicana,
pulling Motley Crue lyrics.
Uh-huh.
I've really been there, Greg.
The Tropicana is solid, too, where they have mud wrestling. A couple members of Killbilly might have gotten in a mud pit one time back about 92 in the Tropicana.
Might have been a few Sahara Rain members there, too.
Kick it.
Well, I'm jealous, I'm telling you. You're getting to go to the Playboy Mansion, and that's one place in the world I've wanted to go my entire life.
Could I maybe call you Thursday night and just pass the cell phone over to Hef?
Please do not do that. Do not taunt me. Do not taunt me with that.
Well, if you want to take the road trip, I'm sure they'd be glad to have you.
Love to have you.
No, I'm not going to intrude on that. That's your deal. You were just smart enough to get there. I've spent 44 years trying to get there, and I couldn't do it, and you could, so I applaud you.
Well, just
taunt me on it, okay?
Just do me this favor. Tune in and listen Thursday night.
Oh, there is no question I'll be listening.
All right.
All right, two-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair and Hooters. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your story has become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words,
I think that.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Hey, man, why you got it?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that. Oh, yeah. Marco.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that 11 years ago I worked for KLIF, and Mike Reiner and Greg Williams, they were inseparable.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that you guys need to give me the website where I can pick up a three-pack of those colanders. I always wondered what Grandma Shaw felt like on my dingus pot.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that the Mexicans that were sitting next to Corby, his wife, and Kevin Scott should have just started screaming, tiger bait.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that Brad Townsend needs to check his facts before he submits a story. And Junior Villegas is sorry because the apple didn't fall far from the tree.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that you guys are total hypocrites about your attitude towards Courtney Love. She's the real deal. Y'all go on lamenting about guys like Jimi Hendrix, who died of a heroin overdose, And now here's a woman that celebrates the same type of lifestyle as the people from the 60s, and you're saying, oh, she's such a fraud. And, Grego, you ought to be ashamed of yourself saying, well, maybe it's just all an act. Grego, from now on, you're just smeet penis to me.
Grego, you're on the be late for work tonight.
You're on the two-minute drill, and you got the last word. Go.
Great. I think...
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, Rick Honeycutt at the Barbecue Pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Now, stay tuned. The top 10 is up next, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
Just F them.
Well, I don't think anybody's too terribly interested in that.
This is The Ticket.